The opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily represent the views of the Phoenix Foundation, its sponsors, or affiliates. Welcome to our SquawkCast. This podcast is about homeschooling in the province of Alberta. We encourage you to grab a cup of coffee, sit back and relax for a few minutes. And now, here are your hosts, Diana Stinn and Jill Mann.
This is Diana Stinn.
And Jill Mann.
Welcome to our SquawkCast. Woohoo! This is episode number 54, and today's date, we're recording.
Yes, not necessarily the date you will hear.
Is December 2nd. Mm-hmm. So welcome, everybody.
Welcome.
We have a great lineup today.
We do, but you have to do what are we drinking first?
Oh, right. Okay, well, today we're drinking Flock Off.
I know.
It's decaffeinated.
There were some complaints about our behavior, so we're having some decaf.
Combined with chocolates.
And chips. It's like a multigrain breakfast.
Okay, well, we don't recommend that for you at home, but what we do recommend is that you follow along today. We're going to have some nest news. Mm-hmm. We're going to take you under our wing. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to talk about good egg, bad egg. Mm-hmm. We're going to beak off a little bit. And finally, we'll finish up with what's hatching.
Excellent.
And I hear you have a joke for us this week.
I do. I came prepared.
Woohoo!
See, that's what threw me off. It's like, wait a minute, we haven't done the coffee yet. I have the beginning and the end figured out, and the middle is just going to make it happen.
Okay. Well, let's dive right in to nest news and the things that have been happening here at Phoenix.
Oh, we've had a great, big changes. The minute you walk in the door, you'll see the changes. They're bright, they're cheerful, they're bins.
Right, been there, done that.
we've been just full of jokes.
So on Friday, Jill, myself, and our board chair, Barry Davidson, we borrowed his pickup truck, and we hit IKEA on Black Friday.
I know. And you know what? Everybody's been so, they've been like, oh, I heard that the lineup was really bad getting in there. But we took care of that.
Yeah, we went in the exit.
Yeah. We went against all the arrows because we knew right where we were going and it was right near the exit. So yeah, we were in and out in a half hour.
There you go. We bought almost 80 bins and they were bright, beautiful orange. And then on Friday for the afternoon, mm-hmm. the rest of us, all of us girls, spent the afternoon putting together all of the shelving to hold the bins.
Yes. And there was a lot of shelving.
There was. So here's how they work, everybody. Unless your name is on the bin, and for which you have paid $5 for the privilege of having a bin that is all your own, then it's free-range bin.
Free-range? I love that.
And basically, when you come in the door, we expect you to put your muddy boots and things like that into the bins. Mm-hmm. You can put your coat in there, whatever you like, your lunch, whatever you need to do, and then tootle off to where you have to go.
But let's not put all five kids in five different bins.
Right. It's one bin per family.
Yep.
Okay. So, and again, if you need a dedicated bin because you would like to leave their school shoes here, then the bin costs you $5, which is what cost us. Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, then you can keep your shoes in there. Otherwise, at the end of the night, all of the things that are left in the bins get put into the lost and found.
Yep. So we're not going to be leaving the bins empty because that would leave for like maybe left lunches and yucky things and...
Right.
You know.
So the bins have to be left empty and clean. Mm-hmm. We're not going to leave things in there. Mm-mm. We have found the odd, disgusting, goopy thing. So, sadly, that will be cleaned out. Mm-hmm. And if you're missing stuff, you can look in the lost and found.
Mm-hmm. Which, please do anyway. Because
yes.
Our lost and found will be donated, gotten rid of, all of that come the Christmas holidays. We have set up a table in the family in the library area, the Learning Commons. Please go and forage through there because it just honestly just keeps getting deeper, not less.
Yes, exactly. So please have a look at that. Okay, the next thing we have to talk about is our little birdie bits.
Oh, the little birdie bits failed to fly.
That's right. So birdie bits were our online attempt at online programming. Little classes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were going to be sort of live streaming type things.
Little bits.
Right, that people could participate in. And unfortunately, we just didn't get enough uptake for it. Mm-hmm. And so we are going to transform the idea into something different. Mm-hmm. But for the moment, all our birdie bits that you see in the program guide are indeed canceled.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Mm-hmm. Things change. Let's take our people under our wing and talk a little bit about some support and some questions and things like that.
Yeah.
So today is a special day, Jill.
It is. It is Giving Tuesday.
I'd like to give you this coffee.
Thank you. I would like to give you that coffee.
And here's a chocolate.
And here's a chip. It's multigrain.
So in honor of Giving Tuesday, almost every year, the Phoenix Foundation has put together little nest eggs, little tiny bits of extra assistance for people.
Yep.
So last year, they were a gift basket. They had some hot chocolate, some gloves, a few little things like that, and a gift card for the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, we gave out 7 little baskets, mm-hmm. and our board has asked if we would be willing to do the same again this year.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know of a family where maybe they've lost a job, they're struggling, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff, please send us the name. We can't promise that we will hit everyone, but we will do our best to evaluate and be able to, hopefully send out something nice for our families.
Yep. Something warm, something loving.
Yeah. There you go. A little note, some of our teenagers are learning to be givers.
Yes, they are. Well, you know, they're pretty good around here anyway. I gotta say, you know, we ask anything of them from moving and hauling and, you know, okay, they maybe don't be quiet super good. But they're not supposed to be.
Right. But on Tuesday, or Wednesday, our teens are starting a new class, and it is community service, volunteerism. And so they are going to be taking a little trip down to Cornerstone, one of our community partners, to learn about how that nonprofit organization works and the role of volunteers in their organization.
Yeah.
So like I said, it'll be very interesting because the whole purpose of the class is basically to create givers.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Next thing is I wanted to mention about a family who is giving in a different way. So the other day I had the opportunity to chat with one of our moms here, and she has started a brand new Facebook group. It is a secular homeschoolers support group, and they are hoping to extend it from a Facebook page into something more concrete and real. So that led us into a discussion that was talking about the diversity of homeschooling, because we were talking about, of course, our upcoming visit with Alberta Education, and we'll talk a little bit more about that upcoming, but how it is that when you say the word homeschooling, it really means so many things.
Yep, you will have somebody say, oh, I homeschool, or my kid homeschools, but it might only be that they're taking one online course in high school.
Right.
And they may be attending a high school, a regular high school the rest of the time. So that's pretty different.
Yeah, absolutely. Or you might have a family that, for example, does school at home.
Yep. Where, and they have a schoolroom set up in their home.
And they take recess breaks. And it basically is following the exact same pattern with periods and subjects and things like that as they would in a traditional brick and mortar school.
Yep.
And then you have some other families that are doing unschooling or learner directed type of programs. And you know what? There is sort of sometimes the understanding or feeling that those programs might be kind of loosey-goosey and the kids are just out playing.
Yeah.
But if it's being done right, it's a tremendous amount of work for those parents.
Yes, it is.
Because they are making sure that while the children express an interest in an area, that they pull out of their little magic schoolroom or a library shelf or online resources that help to fuel the learning in that area.
So when the interest is there, they feed the fire.
Right.
And then when the fire changes direction, they feed it again.
Exactly.
So, you know, unschooling, learner-directed schooling, although it may have a, people may think, oh, well, that's just people who don't want to get out of bed early and get dressed or whatever. Yep, they might be doing it in flannel, but there is a lot of action going on there and a lot of learning.
Exactly. It kind of makes me think of Walmart's revolutionary supply chain, you know, sort of on-demand type supply.
Yeah.
And that's the exact same way that this is. And it really is a huge effort on behalf of parents. So the key thing is that the term homeschooling means a ton of things. And you need to check.
Yeah.
So don't make the assumption that your fellow homeschooler is using textbooks or that they're not using textbooks.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, whatever. You need to check. And so personally, I've developed the phrase, and what does that look like for you?
For you. Yes, exactly. Because you have to be very careful. I mean, we are long-time homeschoolers, you and I. And our friends have run the full gamut.
Yep.
And we've seen success at the end.
Right.
You know, if you're doing a good job at what you're doing, it's all going to work out.
It totally is. There is an aspect of trust that is involved, of course.
Yes.
Children are natural and curious learners. Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, as long as you're doing your part to feed that, channel that, encourage that, I think you will have success.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just again, remember people, homeschooling, that term is as diverse as, oh, I don't know, there's lots of chickens out there. They come in multiple shades. Some people celebrate Christmas during this time frame. Some mm-hmm. people don't.
Mm-hmm.
They might celebrate Hanukkah or Kwanzaa
or nothing.
Diwali or nothing.
Or combinations within families.
We have
families who, mom and dad, they combine their two beliefs into a beautiful new celebration.
They totally do.
Yeah.
In fact, at an event that I was at a couple of weeks ago, I met a couple of fellow teachers,
mm-hmm.
and one is Catholic and one is Muslim, and they're doing all kinds of things. They're basically adopting the best practices out of both of their traditions.
Nice.
And abandoning some altogether.
You know, really, some need to be.
Yeah. But, you know, let's take a minute or two, Jill, to talk a little bit about homeschooling over the holidays.
Oh my gosh, well, there's so much you can do. There's all the events around town that you can go and take that time and see, although we homeschoolers tend to like to do it when other people are in school.
Yeah.
But they do offer different multicultural opportunities. You know, your community center within your area may be having events. You've got craft sales you can go to. That's a great place to practice money.
Yes. And there's all kinds of theater that's on right now.
Yes.
So the Nutcracker, mm-hmm. Different musical productions,
mm-hmm.
The Christmas Carol, all those kinds of things. So there's great theater opportunities that are available.
And you can do a lot of discussion about hot and cold with Calgary, snow, and Chinooks.
There you go.
What I'm waiting for is it to get cold enough, because I saw something on YouTube where you blow the bubble outside in the cold and it freezes and then you shatter it.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Remember the one where everybody was so very popular with throwing the cup full of boiling water and it would turn into snow?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I saw this and I'm thinking, oh, I need to try that.
Well, that sounds like fun. Perhaps we'll get a YouTube video of Miss Jill shattering bubbles.
Woo!
But there's lots of things you can do. And of course, for us, we celebrated Christmas. And so for our kids, Christmas Day was always the massive day for lots of learning.
Mm-hmm.
Because every Christmas present we gave was basically educational.
Yep.
And they'd get science kits this and that. And so the entire day and days to follow were spent doing all kinds of wonderful educational things.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things building up. The cookie baking.
Yes.
Right? How many cookies do we need for all of our gifts that we want to give? What are our ingredients we need?
Yep.
You know, all the measuring stuff. Those are great moments.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, teaching social skills.
Yes.
You know, just because Uncle Herman picks his nose doesn't mean you need to.
That's true. And just because we've baked 2,000 cookies doesn't mean that's a good diet choice.
Right. So there's lots of great things that you can do over Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I would suggest that people relax a little bit if you are one of those families that is a strict schedule kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
Take a few minutes to relax a little bit. Look around at the opportunities
mm-hmm.
because, you know, some of these things are only once a year.
Yep.
And so you need to sort of take advantage of those opportunities while they exist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have fun. It's a great time.
Absolutely. And it's a great time because other schools and organizations are on break as well. A great time to connect with the neighbors and
mm-hmm.
the neighbors' children and all those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
If we have snow, tobogganing and outdoor sports, great time.
Snowman building.
Yay!
Yay!
Okay, speaking of snowmen, let's talk about good egg, bad egg.
How did that come from snowmen?
I don't know. I just saw it on the list, and that was the next thing we need to talk about.
Okay. So sometimes I like to applaud your lovely segues. This
but
one's
not
just
today.
Creative. Okay.
So we just wanted to remind people that Alberta Education will be coming out on December the 15th.
That is a Tuesday.
Right. They rescheduled their previous visit, and they are coming on behalf of Mr. Egan, our education minister. And they are coming out to see what it is that Phoenix does, the diversity of people we serve and how we serve them, and to talk a little bit more about the services we provide here at Phoenix.
Exactly. So feel free to rave about us.
Yeah, please. We need you to.
And they're only coming one day this time, not
two. It will be a very busy day, and we appreciate that many of you are people who do not celebrate Christmas. It is unfortunate that the time of their visit is during our Christmas week, and so some of our classes are Christmas-oriented, and we understand that that will exclude some of you, but we do hope that you might take the opportunity to come and sit in the library and have a cup of tea and do some schoolwork with your students while that is happening. Okay, so they're going to want to know, again, about the services we provide. Hey, Jill, did we provide any services?
No.
That's
right. We just sit around and look pretty.
And eat chocolates.
And eat and chips.
And drink coffee.
So what do we do? Well, the one thing we do is we provide a building.
Yeah, we do. This entire building is dedicated to homeschooling.
Yep. From front to back, top to bottom.
Absolutely. So starting quite literally at the front door, all those beautiful bins we bought are for homeschoolers' shoes. And then we have our special needs support. So we have all kinds of OTs, PTs, and everything always coming and going from the building. On Tuesdays, we had our social skills club. So that's another sort of activity that we provide. Then, of course, we have all of our classes. And right now we're celebrating Rome
it is. And our instructors are busy bees, and you hear them collaborating and planning and plotting against their planning for their wonderful little kids.
There you go. Our school secretary, of course, spends hours answering all kinds of questions. Everything from where can I find my receipt reimbursement form to hey, I want to homeschool, is it too late? All those kinds of things.
While she homeschools her own daughter.
Exactly. And then we have a beautiful kitchen, and we have a chef, and we provide all kinds of fabulous cooking classes and opportunities to explore health and wellness. Then we have our founders room donated and furnished by our anonymous founders.
That's it.
Okay, maybe not so anonymous.
Yeah. The kids call it the superhero room, though.
The superhero room.
Yeah.
But we have sewing machines and have sewing classes. We have a Lego Mindstorm Club. We do all kinds of fabulous classes, art, science, all kinds of classes in there. We have a willy-nilly yard.
We do.
And out in our willy-nilly yard, in the summertime, there's all kinds of activities. And we have a community garden.
We do.
That is our outdoor classroom.
Which I have to say, for the first time ever that we've tried planting things,
they grew.
We got stuff.
Lots of stuff.
Even with the horrible hailstorm, we still got stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the kids had an opportunity throughout classes to go out and pick and weed and look at what was going on
and
out there.
And eat.
Yeah, lots of eating. And then, of course, we have our amazing creation studio that changes themes five times a year. We have our learning commons. And on any given day, there are almost as many adults on site as there are kids.
Yeah, they are out in the learning commons. Sometimes they're popping in and out of the class with their kid to either help out the child or sometimes the parent. Here, cut out 5 million snowflakes. So, you know, it's a real community.
Yeah, and we serve our community. So we have a little preschool. We have gym. We have all kinds of gym instruction and gym classes. We have a karate dojo in the evening. We support other nonprofit organizations. We have a kindergarten program, and that is our on-site program. But we do all kinds of other programs, a junior high in a box program, our support a grade 10 program, lots and lots of things. So we hope that Alberta Education will be able to take it all in one day. Okay, maybe not.
We're going to try.
Yeah, absolutely.
And force feed all this information in.
Absolutely. Hey, just to move on to our next segment, which is BCOF.
That's right. This is important.
It is important. So we have a box on the wall outside of Miss Sherry's desk at the front of the building, and it is our Beakoff box. And if you have a complaint or an issue, this is a place where you can put something in the box.
Yep.
Well, we don't get too many complaints in there, to be honest. And Miss Sherry happened to see one of our dads putting something in the box. So she was very concerned. And as soon as he had left, she whipped out to go and get the paper so that we could address the problem and deal with the issue. She was very worried.
She was, as she should have been.
Exactly. She opened the paper very carefully, and much to her surprise, it said,
"You're awesome!"
Yay! So we'd like to thank that dad who left us the wonderful compliment. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. And we think you're awesome, too.
Yeah.
Our last and final segment is What's Hatching?
What is hatching around here?
Well, we always have lots of stuff. We already mentioned Alberta Education's visit on December the 15th, mm-hmm. but there's a bunch of things that are happening in between then.
Yeah, we got a few things coming up.
Yeah, December 11th, mm-hmm. we have our feast.
Yes.
So grab your toga.
And your appetite.
And come on down for a wonderful lunch, some games and activities mm-hmm. to celebrate the closing of the fall of the Roman Empire.
Okay, now this is a whole new level of jokes because, you know, we had Rome wasn't built in a day. It took 2 weeks. We've had, what was some of the other good Rome ones that have come? The fall of the Roman. I love this.
Yeah,
this is
absolutely.
Great.
However, we are going to be keeping our creation studio up and open until December 15th so that Alberta Education, of course, can see the Roman Empire.
Yes, because normally we come in and tear down, like, the minute you guys set foot out of there from your feast and get it all ready. But if we do that, then it's nothing but a yucky old construction site when they come.
Right.
And they're going to say, well, there's nothing special here.
Yeah, and we all know there is lots that is very special.
Mm-hmm.
So December 11th is the feast. Then December 15th, Alberta Education comes. December 18th, Santa comes.
Santa?
Yeah, Santa.
Oh, my God. He is the best Santa in the land.
He is. So on December the 18th is when Santa will be here. You need to register for that event because everybody gets a little treat bag. Mm-hmm. And so it's so disappointing when people show up and they haven't registered and we don't have enough treat bags.
Yeah. And it's sad for us. It's sad for the children. So help us make the kids happy.
Right.
Register.
Yeah, please do. Again, just a reminder, you need to register for everything. Register.
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 Yeah. Okay, and in between then, and hopefully, by the time this podcast comes out, this will be sort of a past event, but we are having Dr. Donsky out on Tuesday, December the 2nd. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a teen day. We are enticing them with pizza.
Yep.
He's going to come and talk a little bit about mental health mm-hmm. and how our teens can help look after themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to be very interesting. We haven't utilized him too much yet, but we're hoping to more.
Yeah, so very interesting man, and we appreciate that. Mm-hmm. He's also a mindfulness expert. Yes, there
nice.
I got it.
That's a tongue twister.
It is a little bit. And speaking of mental health, we have had the opportunity to work with Rocky View School District and Alberta Mental Health to provide a workshop again called Mental Health First Aid. Mm-hmm. We offered this course last year. Mm-hmm. It was super well attended. And it is a 2-day course. Mm-hmm. And they have agreed to sponsor half of the costs. Mm-hmm. And Phoenix is going to sponsor the remainder of the costs, or most of them. Mm-hmm. So it is a 2-day workshop, starts mm-hmm. at 8:15 in the morning and goes till 4:30. You get a beautiful certificate at the end of it. It is 2 full days, mm-hmm. Monday and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So February 29th and March 4th. You have to attend both days and the cost is $25.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, it's regularly $130.
Yeah. Yeah, but be ready. I mean, you have to be here at 8:15 in the morning.
Right. And it's intense and full day, and
it
you
is.
Learn a ton.
Yep.
Yeah, so I really recommend it. It is for adults who interact with youth,
mm-hmm.
So to help them deal with a variety of different mental health problems
mm-hmm.
And so on. So like I said, really wonderful course mm-hmm. and very meaningful.
Yeah.
So if you're interested, please make sure you contact Miss Sherry at the front desk.
Because you need to.
Register.
Yeah.
Hey, Jill, this brings us pretty much to the end of our program. So I understand you have a joke for us.
I have a joke for you.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, are you ready?
I'm never ready.
What do you call a Roman with a cold?
I don't know.
A Julius Caesar.
Hey, you guys, we are hoping to see you at our upcoming feast and so on. So we are wishing you a very...
I had the joke!
How about a gladiator kind of day? Go take on the day? I don't know.
We wish you a toga-filled week. Flannel togas, because we're homeschoolers.
There you go. Hey, guys, hope you have a great week and learn lots.
The SquawkCast is produced by the Phoenix Foundation and is dedicated to promoting homeschooling and positive education. For more information on this and other episodes, please visit our website at phoenixfoundation.ca.